Okay, so we're here at C4 Cleaning with the boss. I call him the boss. What do you like to be called?
I don't like to be called the boss.
That's be Courtney. He heard his voice. So he's so down to earth and so humble, but he runs a pretty serious concern here. Give us your name. Tell us where we are.
Name, Courtney Chambers. Location, C4 headquarters in Warrington. We clean shit. No, I'm joking. we'll edit that out. We clean data centers.
So Courtney, you kind of fell into cleaning by accident, I think.
I started cleaning through lack of options. And the options I had were limited. So whatever I decided to do, I had to be really good at doing it.
You seem like a very focused kind of person. You were an estate agent for a while.
Correct, yeah.
And you were working on the trains.
Mm-hmm. So estate agent, I think I was like 19 at the time. And do you know what, actually? Funny you should say this. Before I was an estate agent, I actually really wanted to be an estate agent. So I read up on it. I started reading books. Went online, I'd stop estate agents in the street and ask them, like, how, why, when, money, that sort of question. So I think I kind of manifested me being in that type of role. I think it was 2008, the credit crunch. Estate agency was just impacted massively. People weren't buying, people weren't selling. So I took an optional redundancy, and I was relatively young at the time. I had sort of low level of commitments. And then I ran out of money, and then I had to do something quickly. So I applied for a job at a train station. It was like a platform attendant. I wasn't particularly happy with the position, but I just needed some sort of revenue to come in. So I'd done that for about 6 months. There was a cleaning remit attached to it, and he had to clean the station, which I wasn't particularly happy about, but I'd done it. And then fast forward, I kind of lost that job. I had sort of limited options of what I could do. I'd say I kind of enjoyed the cleaning aspect of it, and then I decided to do a cleaning business.
The cleaning was part of the job, and people didn't treat you well or something. I remember you sort of telling me.
Okay, so when I used to be an estate agent, everybody thought I was super important, right? My phone used to ring all the time. I used to wear a suit, used to drive a fancy car. I used to feel super important. When I went and worked at the train station, people didn't even know I existed. So they would walk past me, and it's like I was like a lamppost. Or a bin or something. So I've come from being feeling really valued in one place to now work in a place with like sort of minimal value. So then when I started my cleaning business, I wanted to make sure that people who worked in the company didn't feel like that. I mean, it's impossible to stop that from happening. But if you look at it from an internal perspective, when I was working at a train station, they didn't really do much to make you feel particularly valued. So I weren't expecting the cleaning business to be as big as what it is now. But my point is that whoever joined the company, I didn't want them to feel how I felt when I worked at the train station.
What is it about society or people or the public that you learned during that period?
I don't know. I think people are always going to do what is natural to them. So if you catch the same train, you catch the same bus, or you do the same sort of journey, you're not necessarily going to be like hypersensitive to everything around you, right? Is when you are in a low paid job, and they kind of see you on a regular basis, I think you're quite easily forgotten or not acknowledged. Whereas if I was someone of value, like a celebrity, and I was at the train station on a regular basis, then I suppose more people would be more intrigued or interested in me. But I just think lower paid jobs, it's less attractive, I think. Yeah. Just less attractive.
Okay, so that's good. So moving on from there, how did you... We're here, got some great offices, multi-million pound company, 30, 40 staff. Tell us how the beginnings of that period, that phase.
Now, that just progressed over time. And it's just a transition. Even now, we're in a transition right now. So you don't really notice what you've done, until you stop and look back, but it's just a transitional process.
So Courtney, if you have, just tuned in, we're here with Courtney Chambers, C4 Cleaning, and we're sort of going through his backstory, how he set up the company. So the question I really wanted to ask you was, you know, how long has it been? It's over 10 years. You just celebrate your 10th anniversary. You started off as a one-man band. Is that correct?
I wasn't even a one-man band. I was a guy not really sure what I wanted to do. And I was almost looking at cleaners, maybe like a sort of side hustle. Like if I could get a little bit of extra money while I'm thinking about what my next options are. At the beginning, it was like a side hustle. I was just trying to do a little something to get a little bit extra money while I was kind of thinking about what options I had, which were limited. So I started to do a little bit of cleaning during that transitional period.
So what sort of changed?
So I remember the first thing what made me think, actually this could be a business is I had a phone call from an office. So we used to clean this office on the weekend. Me and my friend Mo, big up Mo, by the way. Me and my friend Mo, we used to clean this office on the weekend together, but it was like a bit of a joke. Like it was, we'd do like a 1 hour, 2 hours together, but it was like kind of us for us to have a bit of a catch up, but we'd do the clean. And then one of the managers called me and said, you're doing a fantastic job at cleaning the offices. Office. Can I put you in touch with a hostel, like a sort of project, like a sort of mental health hostel in Victoria? They're looking to have some cleaning services done. So I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Give them my contact number. They called me and they needed one cleaning operative for about 4 or 5 hours a day. And immediately I kind of freezed up and I thought, hang on a minute. I can't like be in Victoria 4 or 5 hours a day. That just doesn't work. I'm trying to do something else. I'm not quite sure what options I've got, but that would completely take me out of the game. And then I thought, hang on a minute. If I can actually get somebody to do that, and then I can just make a sort of small margin on top of that person, then maybe it can work. And then I done it. And then the hostel reached out to me again, was like, we've got another hostel for you to do. And that was it. I was like, hang on a minute. I think I'm onto something here. And then that's when I actually really thought C4 could actually be a business.
Wow. That's a great story. It's a good business story as well, because so many people talk about passion and, you know, trying to get customers and that, but you stumbled across it. And it, as you say, it kind of happened organically.
I wouldn't say I stumbled across it. I think I signaled that I required more revenue.
I like it.
Then it was delivered to me. Not quite what I expected, but it was delivered to me.
But when you say you signaled, are we getting into some spiritual or religious kind of stuff here?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, we'll save that for another podcast. But that's interesting. Okay, I was speaking to Ella. She was telling it was a tough period during the pandemic. Can you sort of take us through how you kind of got through some of those periods of tough times?
Well, in my first year or two, I nearly gave up. I remade my CV and I thought, actually, I'm not sure if I can do this. I need to find another estate agency job. Do you want to be totally honest with you? I'm not sure if I looked for an estate agency job before those contracts came in. I think I may have looked for an estate agency job, didn't happen, and then those contracts came in. If you want to be honest with you, it's going back some time now, so I can't quite remember. There's been sort of hiccups and bumps and stumbling blocks in the road, which definitely makes me question how far can I push it. Even like this year has been my hardest year in C4 cleaning by far, which is the adversity is character building. You start to learn a bit more about yourself, and there's been times I definitely have questioned whether I want to continue to do it or not. So challenges and problems and issues and crisis happens every week, every month, every year. And I don't mean that like specifically about C4. I just think about that in life, holistically, just about life. So once you start to kind of manage those predictions, every time you kind of get past that, you do sort of learn a little bit more. You're a bit more experienced. You know how to deal with those type of adversities moving forward.
Just sort of general, we're here, you're based in Southeast London. Any sort of local businesses? I know you're sort of keen to support local business, encourage one or two tips that you can give.
I don't know if I'm qualified to give tips. I've done some things right, but I've done a lot of things wrong as well. I think maybe tips that I could probably give myself a year ago was don't get complacent. Try. And if it fails, try again and try again and try again. Try not to take life too seriously, but life is a very serious thing.